to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the days ahead, the United States will work with partners across the region to consolidate this progress, improve conditions for the people of Gaza, provide security for the people of Israel. Ultimately, every step must move us toward a comprehensive peace for all the people of the region.
There's the well-known voice of Mrs. Clinton, our Secretary of State, commenting on the ceasefire and then what happens next in the Middle East. And that's where we get started. The object here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is to overview the items that are big, the hot hits, if you will, stories that have turned people on conversationally. And the fight between Israel and Hamas is where we get started, as has been the case pretty much for the entire week. 800-510-8255 reaches us. It's Thanksgiving Day. We are here live. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go to Talk Television first, where Jenna Lee talks to Jonathan Schnauzer and Ed Hussein about Mrs. Clinton announcing the ceasefire.
Hillary Clinton making this announcement in Egypt with top Egyptian officials of a new government. You know, what does this mean?
Well, first of all, I think it's very important that she came out there. I think the Egyptians weren't able to do it by themselves. And so Hillary's presence there really cemented this. And she made sure to announce that Egypt is resuming its place in the Middle East as a country that can enforce peace. And so what she's trying to do is to ensure that the Morsi government can do exactly what the Mubarak government did for 30 years. And so I think that's incredibly important. What I look for now is what the terms of this ceasefire might be. I know that Hamas was looking to have the blockade of Gaza lifted. I'm sure the Israelis were not eager to do that because it would probably only invite in more of those long-range rockets and other dangerous weapons. The other thing that I would look for right now are Iranian proxy groups, such as the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the Popular Resistance Committees, and other dangerous groups that would try to shatter this ceasefire by firing rockets out of Gaza into Israel. It will be important for Israel and Hamas to make sure that this doesn't happen.
I'm just getting now a word from the office of the president about a call to Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel. So while this is happening, this other news is coming in to our newsroom. And here's a little bit about what the president had to say to the Prime Minister Netanyahu at this time. The president expressing his appreciation for the Prime Minister's efforts to work with the new Egyptian government, seeing this as an important step in the region. The president mentioning that was key to achieving a sustainable ceasefire and a more durable solution to this problem. Ed, we've heard that word over the last 24 hours. That was the goal, a durable solution. How will we know if it is one?
Excellent question, Jenna, and only time will answer that question. It's impossible to be able to predict the behavior on either side because the emotions are running high. Blood has been spilt, and the Israelis are rightly angry, and the Palestinians are rightly angry too. And I think what Hillary Clinton's done, it proves the point of indispensable American influence in the region, and it also proves that our allies in the region, including the Egyptians and the Qataris, are absolutely vital to this process. It's now up to them to ensure that the 2008 was the most recent initiative put forward by the Saudis that recognizes the state of Israel and wants to build peace is something that's worked with in the second Obama administration. Because if Barack Obama can't get this right now with his background and his name and his Nobel Peace Prize, as it were, then I'm not sure any future president can deliver. And it, you know, the ball's really in the American court now to build a lasting peace that can happen.
800-510-8255. Do you believe that lasting peace can happen in the Middle East? Something in my lifetime, and I'm not exactly a spring chicken, has been... I've been around as long as Israel's been around, and there are a lot of people in the world who think it's Israel's fault. I don't see how that happens, frankly, but then there are those who argue with me because they think I have blinders on when it comes to Israel. At any rate, your opinions are most important here, and with the ceasefire taking hold, but the mistrust running so deeply, it's hard to imagine. You want to have an optimistic point of view, so let's hold that, see what happens. Here's radio host Nick Reed on the Israeli situation. He suggests that what I was just saying more or less is the rule. Don't worry, it'll be this ceasefire get broken fast.
ceasefires in the Middle East work a lot different than they do in most places in the world. Ceasefire really, well, it doesn't mean a whole heck of a ceasefire is a tactic. Syria, how many ceasefires did it go through? And they're up to 40, 50,000 murdered. And so there was talk about, the very excited talk about a potential ceasefire. Of course, from the beginning, Israel was saying, this is not, no, I don't really know what you're talking about. Hillary Clinton's over there. She's going to talk with Netanyahu. Let's not get too excited, shall we, over a ceasefire when it means nothing. How many ceasefires do we have to have? How many peace talks do we have to have? How many agreements do we have to have, or how do we have to see that they have before we start to realize that it really doesn't mean a whole lot? It's a volatile couple. Have a huge fight, a huge blow up. Neighbors call the police because of yelling and the sounds of lamps crashing, and police come, and one files charges, a complaint against the other, and then even before the court date, they've made up, everything's, they're fine. We're sorry, Your Honor. Okay, everything's fine. Then they live blissfully for a bit, or at least cordially, and then one night again, the neighbors wake up in the middle of the night, and then they hear the crashing, and they hear the screaming, and they hear the yelling, and so they call the police, and the police show up, and when same story. Week after week, month after month, year after year goes by, it's the same thing. At some point, when the couple says, oh, we're taking a breather, we're okay, don't worry, everything's fine, you go, I've heard this song before. I've seen the dance before. I know a lot of people say, but we have to keep trying. They have to keep trying. The problem is one side isn't trying. When one side wants the other side gone, dead, annihilated, ceasing to exist, you don't just stop that. The only reason that you say we'll agree to stop it is if it's part of a tactic for a long-term plan in order to carry out what your goals are. When you have two opposing sides, one wants to live and wants the other side to live. They may have disagreements as to where, but nonetheless, you've got one side who says, let's figure out a way to live together. The other side says, no, we want you driven into the sea. It's a little difficult to have reasonable expectations that the side who says, on my part, I want you to cease to exist, is going to find middle ground.
That's a pretty good point, don't you think? 800-510-8255. Radio host Nick Reed here on the Talk Radio Review. The hot hits and the two items that seem to be most on people's minds this week, Israel, the Middle East, and then later in the hour we'll spend time on the so-called fiscal cliff. All coming up with your input at 800-510-8255 or email to me, Doug, at DougStephan, StePhan.com.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good. Dave Davis here with your early morning traffic report. Where are all you people heading at this hour?
Get to Sears Auto Center at 4 a.m. for great Black Friday deals, where you can get a $100 Sears award card instantly when you buy four qualifying tires. And save on tires this Friday from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is full savings ahead. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. While cards last, in-store only. In the event of a return, card will be deducted from refund. Award card offer ends 11/22. Save on tires offer ends 11/24. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, discussing the fighting between Israel and Hamas, which has actually come to an end. Both sides agreeing to put down their arms after President Morsi of Egypt brokered a ceasefire between the two sides, with Mrs. Clinton sort of pulling the strings, if you will. 800-510-TALK brings us your thoughts, and we'll have those after we listen to Talk host Bill Edwards with Israeli analyst Jonathan Davis about the side of this fight with Hamas that the news media doesn't want to tell.
Give us the perspective that we ought to be getting it from our media that we're not. Every time we turn around, they want to give us the perspective from Hamas, and we see headlines and news stories that come out talking about all the civilians that are killed. Well, civilians are going to be killed. There's always collateral damage, but it seems like they make that a point of the story that you guys are being so bad because you're killing innocent people.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. And as a matter of fact, I have to tell you that the IDF takes those things very seriously. And actually, it's the Hamas who are really responsible for double war crimes here.
Mm-hmm.
And I say double war crimes because actually the Hamas are purposely firing their rockets into Israeli civilian population centers in order to kill, maim, or wound as many Israeli citizens as possible. They're aiming to kill human beings to the best of their ability. They're not succeeding because of the Iron Dome, and we've had three casualties since the beginning of this operation. We've had quite a few people wounded and, mm-hmm. and quite a few people in shock. We have at least 1,200 cases of physical damage to apartments, but our population is it's behaving itself in the way that the home front guard tells them to. But so one of the criminal acts here is the purposeful desire to kill innocent citizens. The other war crime, in my view, is the fact that when they're firing these rockets, they're firing them from behind civilians, from behind human shields.
Yeah.
And they're firing these rockets from schools, hospitals, mosques, sometimes from apartment buildings. And so then if you try to return fire to the source of the rocket which is being launched,
mm-hmm.
you invariably, as you just put it, end up with some collateral damage. And I think it's miraculous that with all of the sorties the Israeli Air Force has been making in Gaza over the last 7 days, it's miraculous that so few Gazan civilians have been killed. And a vast majority of the Gazans who have been killed are actually terrorists, or as CNN would call them, militants.
800-510-8255. What would you call them? The deal, by the way, stipulates that Israel has to stop the targeting of individuals in Gaza, while all Palestinian factions have to stop rocket attacks. More from you coming up on the Countdown.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A special Thanksgiving edition overviewing. It's not any different, I guess, than a regular edition. We have lots to give thanks for. The situation in the Middle East, I suppose the brokered peace is, if you're into this sort of thing and thinking every little bit deserves a positive review, then we can be thankful that the bombs on both sides, the missiles have stopped. 800-510-8255. All right, your calls, your turn to express yourself. We'll start with Gary in Bozeman, Montana, on the ceasefire in the Middle East. Go ahead, Gary. You're live on the countdown.
Hi, how are you this evening? Happy Thanksgiving. You have a great show, and I've got a few things to say, so I'll lay a quick foundation, and so try to follow me around the barn on this one to see if you don't agree with me. Behavior is what drives us all. Okay, motivation, either positive or negative. I'm a retired school teacher of 30 years, and I've, you know, studied people and places and things. I've studied the Quran and the Middle East and so forth. Now, what these people are doing, the Hamas and most of the Taliban, etc., what these people are doing are playing psychologically driven games with the world. This ceasefire won't work. It won't last. They never have. If you look at history, the ceasefires, truces, peace treaties, whatever you want to call them, whatever name they're given, they never last with these type of individuals because they're playing mind games with, like I said, with the world, the United States included. And inconsistent behavior tends to defeat people. You know not which way to go when inconsistent behavior is pervasive, and that's what kind of behavior these people demonstrate to the world. They'll start a fire. They say one of the things they're doing right now, I believe truly, is they're calling a ceasefire to get us involved, to get themselves and their name in the newspaper and on the headlines of the world. And they're also using this time to buy time to resupply their weapons.
Well, that would be the first time this happened. I thought it was interesting that the president in his notes to the president of Israel said that he was committed to seeking additional funding, that is our money, to help them with their Iron Dome and other missile defense programs that are made here in the U.S. More help for the military-industrial complex, and you know, you wonder again where the money comes from given our fiscal situation here. Is that a help? Is that going to make the difference? At this point in time, who knows, but it's important for Obama, although he doesn't have to run for anything anymore, to be seen as more supportive of Israel, which he wasn't as the election season was upon us. Sir, thanks for your thoughtful response and comments. My only comment is you're thinking it through. 800-510-8255. Here's Joseph in Texas who says we have no choice but to support Israel.
I think the day that America support for Israel goes down will be the end of America. We have to support Israel 100%. We can't wiggle with that. Now the people all that are against American support for Israel, they should look at how the Hamas are putting these weapons in kids' homes, in churches and stuff like that. I mean, they should be outraged about that. Now, I know there will never be peace in Israel between Israel and Palestinians unless Christ comes back. That one is a fact. It's in the Bible, and it will never happen. All we're doing now is just lip service.
All right, who thinks that's the case? 800-510-8255. You can always comment on what other people are saying as well. I thought it was interesting to look at some of the tweets about the journalists who were killed in the attacks by the Israelis and the demand by the Twitter comments, attacks on news media in Gaza have to stop. You think the Israelis were targeting the news media? That doesn't shake, but if they're in harm's way and they get the same treatment as everybody else, it won't be the first time, right? 800-510-8255 at 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, here's great news from Barnes & Noble. This Friday, get the best price ever on Nook Simple Touch. It's just $59. You save $40. Gizmodo called Nook Simple Touch, quote, the best e-reader. And this Friday, you can get it for our best price, too. Only $59 while supplies last. Only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Only Black Friday.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
This is the overview that happens every game at this time. We're in the second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And today, Thanksgiving, we have two things that are on people's minds, it would appear. What's going on in Israel and the Middle East from the point of view of both sides. That's the caller input. And then we'll be dealing with the so-called fiscal cliff. News Talk Radio and Television, 800-510-8255. Diane, waiting in New York. Is a believer in the Bible and what it says.
I believe that United States must absolutely stand behind Israel. It was set up by the Lord many, many centuries ago. And I wonder if anybody ever wonders why this tiny little nation in the Middle East, surrounded by giants, would be the target of so much hatred and animosity. Our love of Israel and the birthplace of our Lord Jesus Christ must be strong. Iran has threatened to blow it off the map. I think more of our rage should be centered on Libya and the Benghazi, for Americans died there. But I know this country, I hope it's not true, but I hope this country doesn't turn secular. But read the Bible and see just how Israel was set up and the promises God made to it. We must always stand with Israel.
800-510-8255. Well, Diane, you're correct. The foundation for not only the Christian religion, though, but all of the major religions in the world took place in this area, all in Jerusalem, all fighting amongst family members, really responsible, and that's really what it is. The difference between the Jewish religion, the Muslim religion, and how its roots were there, and the Christian religion that came out of it. So I think that's part of whether it's acknowledged in the Bible or not. That's reality. That's history. 800-510-8255. I think it's pretty interesting that social media have become the tools for this Israeli-Hamas conflict. Israel's maybe the first country, though, which has launched as much propaganda using Facebook and Twitter as is the case. And the lieutenant who's running the whole affair is a 26-year-old snowboarder named Sasha Datwa, a Belgian immigrant who leads a team of social media soldiers. According to news reports, for the past couple of years, this fellow has been in charge of the Israeli Defense Forces, quote, YouTube and Facebook presence, and turned it into the most globally visible arm of the Israeli military. Facebook only became available to Israel around 2008. It was considered a toy at the time. Remember those days? But then this fellow got started. He understood the language of Facebook and the language of Twitter, and he created a team that was doing a lot of tweeting for Israel. Remember the Israeli girl that was injured by the Hamas rocket after the photo of a baby killed by an Israeli missile was posted on Twitter. They countered with that information, and a lot of it has been around. 800-510-8255, so you can follow the war on Facebook. I guess that's the bottom line. Here's Harold in Massachusetts with a thought about President Obama.
Perhaps if Chattanooga, Tennessee, woke up this morning with 300 rockets not only aimed at it but fired on Chattanooga, how upset would they be with their neighbor Kentucky who had been firing it, and to find out that in fact it was Iran that was actually producing those rockets. So I think our argument really is against Iran, and I wish that our president at this point would be engaged in peacemaking right now, get involved in this process. I think it's helpful that Egypt is running ahead, but I think the President of the United States, probably the most powerful man in the world, could really lend his weight at this point to bringing about peace. I think the U.S. should not send troops into that area, but I think obviously we have to support a country that's been being bullied now by Iran.
800-510-8255. Do you think that this activity over there has shifted the balance of power, given the Egyptian input? What do you think? 800-510-TALK is always the way to be in touch with us here. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well, as we're following some of the things this gentleman I was talking about a few minutes ago has been posting. Mitchell's in Pennsylvania. He thinks that we ought to send in the drones.
I support Israel. I believe we need to be behind them 100%. They created a drone program. I don't understand why they're not sending over hundreds of drones. We just, the last, what, 5-6 years, we even have bigger drones with more firepower. We ought to send some of those over and help them out. These people are the Muslim Brotherhood. They're our enemies.
They are. They're the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, Hamas is the enemy of anyone who wants a peace, but I'm not sure. Not so fast on the Muslim Brotherhood. 800-510-8255. All right, Harold and the idea, and Mitchell as well, talking about drones. As a sort of side focus on this, and I'm thinking that neither the left nor the right during the election process did much when it came to discussion on drone warfare. This program has inflamed anti-American sentiments all across the world, and so we seem to ignore this. This guy wants us to use more drones. It seems to me we ignore the anger that's aimed at us at our own peril, because those drones are going to be flying over our country as well. Matter of fact, they already are. Supposedly assisting law enforcement on anti-immigration missions. The Department of Homeland Security says plans to double the fleet of drones flying inside of our country. So this is a scourge. This is really something that is going to change the face of our country as well, worth some consideration. We may have as many as 30,000 drones patrolling American skies by the end of this decade. You want to live in a country? You want to live in a country that is being surveilled by these things? Imagine. Just imagine is a side issue here. 800-510-8255. Joni is in New Jersey on the countdown.
I'm a supporter of Israel, not just from a Christian standpoint, but from the fact that Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, and that Hamas and all the rest are all terrorists, extreme Muslims. Not all Muslims are terrorists, but extreme Muslims have the intention of destroying Israel, and they're anti-Western. And I think we should stop all financial aid to any of those, especially Pakistan. And we should be not boots on the ground, but support Israel in every other way we can.
All right. Who agrees with that point of view? 800-510-8255. The rockets' red glare have ceased in the air over the Gaza area and over Israel itself. Omar in Indiana thinks Israel needs to be stopped from all of their bellicose activities.
I just want to say that, you know, what Israel is doing is just horrendous there in the Middle East. And it's been going on. They killed 15,000 in Lebanon back in 82, 1,400 back in 2006 in Kaslid, already well over 100, and only three Israelis have been killed. I believe that if nuclear war comes to this world, Israel is going to be the cause of it. And I also believe that that country is going to be the downfall of our own country.
All right. Who believes that that's the case? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Lydia in Virginia with a focus on our sport. I'm looking at some of I sound a little distracted because I'm looking at some of the stories that are being shared by people who are on the ground with some of the news folks like the CNN reporters. Most people saying it's been a calm morning. The weapons have been hushed. And everybody's anticipatory. All right, so that's the story on the ground. What's your story? 800-510-8255. Lydia in Virginia listening to the countdown.
I have no problem with the United States supporting Israel, but the United States need to be even-handed. We support Israel no matter what they do. Now, Netanyahu, he knows that the president was going on this trip to Asia. And I think he killed Hamas leader just on purpose. So we haven't been talking about the president's trip to Cambodia and to Myanmar. All we've been talking about is what happened in the Gaza Strip in Israel. The missile that killed the Hamas leader probably had made in America. Israel don't want peace because as long as Israel can play the part of the victim, they are entitled to $1 billion in financial aid from the United States, millions more in military assistance, and we trying to have friends in the Middle East, trying to make friends with Libya and with the new leaders in Egypt, and Israel is sabotaging our foreign policy. That's what I think.
All right, ma'am, thank you for telling us what you think. Barbara in West Virginia, why don't you tell us what you're thinking?
I want everyone to remember that the cowardly Hamas put their rocket launchers right in amongst the women and the children. They're almost like deer. The bucks stay in the woods and let the does and the fawns come out where they're exposed. That's exactly how Hamas is. And remember, God's word tells us that he will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. So all those ones that are trying to run Israel into the sea are cursed.
All right. Well, if you believe what's in the Bible, I guess you'd go along with that. Egypt very prominently featured in all of this, and their role has been positive, it would appear. So let's finish this conversation off by listening to Sammy with his point of view. Sammy's listening to the countdown in Jacksonville, Tennessee. Jacksonville, Florida. Go ahead, Sammy. You're on the countdown.
Hi, sir. In my opinion, that since Vice President Biden's been in the White House, he's quietly shifted the Joint Arms Force Task Force, a lot of that authority, over to the United Nations. And now in the United Nations, we start seeing all these joint task force, and the United Nations is telling all these countries to stop fighting. Well, the CIA used to do that quietly through clandestine operations, and the Congress has a fund size for that. And they have a congressional law that allows them to do that. When we send American soldiers over to these foreign countries, you are putting an American soldier in American uniform. Foreign countries take that as you're telling us to take Jesus. They just don't take that. When America uses clandestine operations, America wins. America sends plane loads of items over there that have American foods over there, and that's what they use as trade, and the foreign generals use that to create a clandestine black market operation that supports what they're doing. In addition, the $1 billion that Egypt wanted, they didn't get, but Congress said, I don't think so. Now all of a sudden Hillary goes to Egypt, they get the $1 billion off the record, so now they say, okay, we're going to close the tunnels down over to the country next to Israel.
How do you know that they got $1 billion? Where did that? I didn't see that information.
I don't think you will see it. I just think...
So you're just speculating. You don't know it for sure.
I'm giving you my opinion.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm giving you my opinion as a retired weapons and explosives instructor for the military for 20 years. I'm giving you my opinion based on my background of what I know. I don't know not much about the civilian world. I know more about the military world.
Got it.
I'm just giving you my personal opinion
and
my professional opinion based on my background as a weapons and explosives instructor.
All right, sir. Heard that. Thank you. 800-510-8255. As we continue, our next point of view will be an overview of the so-called fiscal cliff, where the discussions of that have led us to thus far this week. That's up next here on the Countdown.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid4sandy.com. Thank you.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
is it take another one?
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
For busy moms, time flies when you're running a household and prepping for the holidays. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Research from visualeconomics.com says that during the holidays, people spend almost 4 hours per day doing household activities and taking care of their family. Add on those big holiday meals that are on the menu, and cooking a holiday feast can seem like a daunting task. For more than 90 years, Frigidaire's legendary innovations have helped bring time-saving efficiency to the home. The new Frigidaire Gallery range with Symmetry double ovens means double the meals in half the time. With two large ovens, each big enough to cook a 28-pound turkey, holiday hosts have the flexibility to prepare multiple dishes at the same time, even at different temperatures. Thanks to truly time-saving appliances, Frigidaire is giving Americans the gift of time this holiday season. Visit the Frigidaire Time Machine app at facebook.com/Frigidaire to enter for your chance to win efficient time-saving appliances for your home.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the continuation of the Thanksgiving Talk Radio Countdown Show. A lot of introspection. The GOP now in its first true post-election test, the so-called fiscal cliff. We'll take some excerpts from various television and radio programs, maybe a call or two as time allows, up next here on the Countdown.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so let's spend a few minutes on the fiscal cliff. A lot of people talking about that this week. As we present both sides of this issue, we'll turn first to a discussion from Al Sharpton, who talks about John Boehner. Sharpton says he was ready to compromise, and then he started talking about dumping Obamacare.
Turns out Speaker John Boehner is back to his old tricks, refusing to compromise in the debt talks and holding the middle class hostage, even though right after the election 2 weeks ago, he was all sunshine and smiles.
I'm the most reasonable, responsible person here in Washington. The president knows this. He knows that he and I can work together. Now, the election's over. Now it's time to get to work. It's pretty clear that the president was reelected. Obamacare is the law of the land.
I'm reasonable. I'm responsible. Obamacare is the law of the land. Now, there's a guy the president can work with, right? Wrong. Politico says Boehner's offer, and his opening offer, rather, to the president, is to keep the Bush tax cuts, cut entitlements, and postpone cuts to the Pentagon. In other words, they haven't budged at all. How is that compromise? How is that reasonable? But it gets worse. Speaker Boehner now says the health care law should go under the knife. Boehner says, quote, we can't afford it. We can't afford to leave it intact. That's why I've been clear that the law has to stay on the table as both parties discuss ways to solve our nation's massive debt challenge. Folks, this debate is over. The American people have spoken. Mitt Romney ran on two big ideas in this campaign. Cut the taxes and repeal Obamacare. He lost. Those ideas lost. But they didn't learn a thing.
All right, so what is that conversation going to do to advance the progress that's necessary? Both sides have remained where they were before the election, and the public has said they don't like it. Well, they said they didn't like Obama, but he got reelected. So maybe we say one thing and mean something else. Is that how it works? 800-510-8255. Here's Talko's Vicki McKenna talking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about the problems with the solution to avoiding the fiscal cliff that the Democrats have come up with.
This is what they're trying to drag the Republicans. And again, with these distractions, talking about Marco Rubio or, you know, asking John Boehner whether he thinks it's a fair thing or a racist thing to criticize Susan Rice. Get everybody's eye off the ball so the Republicans can't explain why Obama's, quote, solution is actually a kick in the backside of the American economy. So let's walk folks through that, exactly how much money we're talking about here and what the impact on jobs is going to be.
Well, it depends on what plan they're actually talking about, and they've been pretty vague about that. If we're talking about the Buffett rule, that raises about $5 billion a year, which is 11 hours worth of spending. If you talk about taxing people at the Clinton-era tax rates that make over $1 million, that was about $16 billion, about a day and a half's worth of spending. And if you know, the full proposal that the Democrats passed to return to Clinton-era tax rates for people making over $200,000 to $250,000, that raised a whopping $34 billion, which is, when we're comparing that to a $1,090 billion a year deficit, it doesn't even begin to scratch the surface. And here's another little fact, Vicki, is just by growing the economy, even the miserable level of economic growth we've had from 2009 to the present day, we have increased revenue to the federal government by $344 billion per year by not raising anybody's taxes, just trying to return our economy to some semblance of health. And, of course, the private sector is under assault by this administration, both in terms of increasing regulations, which are going to be unleashed now in the next 4 years, and, of course, this attempt to punish success. And it's simply not going to work. It doesn't even begin scratching the surface, but it will harm economic growth. And the question I always ask people that are in support of increasing taxes on any American is, how is that going to help grow our economy? Show me a tax increase that's going to create one additional job. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
All right, quick call from Susan in Michigan on Congress.
I am a woman that has finally reached the age to get Social Security. And all the years that I worked, this money was taken out of my paycheck. And I was told at a very young age when I first started work that when I reached the fine age of the period where you retire and then you can get Social Security, that all the money that I paid in would be refunded to me.
Well, I think you're going to find more of this discussion as we review all top 10 items in the Countdown Hour tomorrow here, post-Thanksgiving. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.